Many business leaders revere market share as some sort of holy grail. Fact is, there's another measure of company performance that's much more relevant in today's rapidly changing world. A goal of 100% of the market would be nice, but it's hardly ever achievable and never practical. However, a healthy market share is a worthy goal. Studies have shown, for example, that profitability is directly related to market share. The bigger piece of the market action you control, the more you can influence pricing, promotion, consumer awareness, the costs of what you buy, and the channels of distribution that are important in your market. Share of market also constitutes a meaningful, visible goal for management and sales personnel. Many firms gear their compensation programs to performance with respect to market share. A healthy market share, therefore, is something to be desired. Market share can be measured in several ways. The difficult part is finding out what the total market is. This can be done by determining total dollar sales, the most common indicator, or stats like units sold, customers served, or transactions processed in the entire market targeted by you and your direct competitors. The gauge that you choose to measure market share depends on the nature of your industry and the dimensions that are most relevant to your operation and to your bottom line. Once you know the aggregate pot that everyone is fighting over, you can simply relate your firm's specific accomplishments to the total. The resulting percentage is your market share. For many companies, market share has assumed an unhealthy prominence. While I buy into its importance as a performance indicator, one among many, I'm less sanguine about its ability to accurately reflect a firm's posture and prospects with respect to the emerging market. Market share statistics constitute a snapshot, a picture of the firm's position at a given point in time. While the smart decisions and momentum that got the firm to that spot might, I emphasize, might, keep it moving on a trajectory that allows it to remain in the forefront of the market as presently defined, it says nothing about how the firm will fare as the market metamorphoses. While a healthy piece of the market that existed yesterday can provide a sound launching pad for future activity, it by no means will guarantee continued good performance in the new markets that are emerging. Markets are constantly shifting, and it's incumbent upon a firm to secure a respectable piece of that shift as well. As a consequence, I tend to give as much weight, in most cases more weight, to a firm's ability to attain share of market shift as I do to its achievements with respect to static market share. Things are happening so quickly in today's dynamic global economy that the market that existed yesterday can be abandoned in the blink of an eye by an innovative vendor that makes significant changes in the way that the old market's value was produced and delivered to customers. As a consequence, a firm that did well in the old market might not even be a player in the new market. Ironically, a firm's share of the old market might actually increase as a more innovative competitor pulls out of the market and creates a new market within which it will seek a dominant position. So while the slower contender's share of the old market might rise from, let's say, 40 to 60% overnight, the relevance and potential of that particular market overall could very well be greatly diminished by the emergence of a new playing field, a new market. And the new market that emerges might be much more important, profitable, and promising than the old turf. A good example can be found in the case of Microsoft. While Bill Gates was building his share of the PC operating system market, a couple of other upstarts came along and shifted the real action into the arena of the Internet. Gates had to work long and hard to get a respectable share of that shifted market. Brass tacks tip. Exclusive focus on existing market share will incline a company to fight over the bones of an aging carcass, while its more innovative competitors will have already begun a new hunt for fresh meat. Sole focus on share of market in the here and now dimension will cause a firm to limit its struggle to pricing, promotion, delivery, and service for the things that already exist. And to be truly successful in this age, a company must focus on the next order of things, the fundamentally new products or services that they must offer to remain competitive. As a consequence, Successful owners and managers must strive for the all-important share of market shift that will determine the winners and losers in an ever-evolving marketplace. This is Paul Willacks. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to receive automatic downloads of these podcasts as they become available, simply visit our website, brainfoodtogo.com. That's BrainFoodTogo.com. No hyphens, no spaces. And click on the podcast tab. We'll be talking with you soon. This podcast was produced and copyrighted by Brass Tacks Publishing, a division of Electromedia Technologies, LLC.